inside the square. He's got a kick from the angle, but it is eminently kickable. Oh, goodness me, what was he thinking? That was indescribably bad.
Indescribably bad, George.
I've learned a lesson. Don't ever bring up any bad memories.
So you butchered one at the 19-minute mark. You butchered one at 15 minutes to go.
So you remember that first one didn't look that bad, did it? I was like, wow, you just tried to check. Yeah. Look at this.
You almost missed your boot there. So both of them, you've checked side of the wrong way.
I would have even kicked that.
So you're 2 points down with 15 minutes to go. So now you realise how much I love that buddy goal and why I love that buddy goal so much.
I asked you before in the break, you said, you ever choke? Because, of course, Greg Norman, he's a 96 final round of the Masters is on. You said, no, I don't think so. We just saw the evidence.
I erase all those bad memories.
Was Chris Fagan in the box at that stage?
07. Yeah, he would have been.
Well, we're going to head to Brisbane now. There he is, Chris Fagan. Fakes, he kicked some good goals over his career, though. Was Jordan one of your favourites in your time at Hawthorn?
Oh, absolutely. You can rely on him every week. So no dramas there. He did many more good things than he did bad things over his time at the Hawks.
That's just a real suck-up, isn't it? How are you
there? Good.
You talked a great article with Chris Stubbs there. You said you felt some guilt in regards to your parents are getting on and your old man, Austin, passed away. How's it been in isolation there? It must have been quite tough away from your mum and from your brothers in Grant and David up there.
Yeah, I mean, we talk on the phones and stuff like that. The hard thing for mum is she was looking forward to the opportunity to come up and visit us up here in Brisbane and stay for quite some time. And right now she's locked away down in Hobart in a reasonable level of isolation. Fortunately, brothers and sisters are down there to look after her, but would have been nice if things could be normal. But we find other ways to communicate, don't we?
No doubt. A lot of talk today about clusters, about playing six teams in, say, Tasmania and playing those guys, you know, four or five times or all of them crossing over. Are you in favour of, you know, something radical like that, even though, you know, it's probably just a thought bubble right now?
Oh, look, I think any solution's on the table. And I think what we all want to be able to achieve this year is some form of competition. And I think every club's prepared to be flexible and do whatever is required to try and play those 153 games that Gil talked about.
How hard would it be for players to be away for 5 or 6 weeks? I mean, that'd be an issue Jordan's talked about already earlier on the show.
Oh, I think so. Particularly for guys that are married and got children, I reckon that's a fairly tough ask on families. A lot of those welfare-type things need to be taken into consideration. But as I said, we need to consider everything because it's a unique sort of a year.
How often do you ask your footy bosses and Greg Swan about some, you know, some clarity? I mean, you must be so desperate. You're thinking about the curve slowing down and will we get any football away? I suppose that's the toughest thing. No one's really got any answers right now.
Yeah, that's right. And I tend not to ask them. I've sort of made the decision to live day by day, set small goals. I'm finding I'm pretty busy trying to keep in touch with our players and our staff. So that's my focus during this time, and it tends to help you get through the days, as well as the jigsaw puzzle that Ursula's got set up on the kitchen table.
So I stupidly asked you the other day, have you got any recollection of the prelim 2011? I don't know why I thought you're at the club in that point in time, so it's probably a good reason why you gave me nothing back. But we just spoke to Hodgie. He's in bed 7:30. He was on his way to bed, but you did reply to me about 11:30 at night. What were you doing at that time of the night?
Oh, I don't go to bed very early, Taz. It was interesting. I had one memory of that particular final, but I didn't want to share it with you, so I just pretended that I didn't know anything.
That'll be the follow-up text.
How have you been spending your isolation, Fakes? We know that you love your vinyl records. You love going for a walk. What have you been up to keep yourself fit and healthy and sane during these times?
Yeah, still been doing those things. Fortunately, up here, you can still, I don't know whether it's the same in Melbourne, but you can get out and have a walk and do some exercise. So been doing that, reading books, listening to my record collection, staying in contact with all our players and staff, because I think it's really important to keep everybody connected during this period of time and looking after my family. And, you know, there's plenty to do when you've got, 40-odd players to look after and all the staff. These are pretty testing times, and so I place a high priority in staying in contact with them.
Nathan Buckley talked about overwhelming anxiety, about not getting around enough of his players or not feeling like he was. How tough is that as a coach who wants to be, as he said, give him a slap in the bum or a pat in the back to say everything's okay?
Yeah, it's not easy because, you know, when you go to the club each day, you run into all the players on a regular basis and having conversations over and over again. So it's a bit more artificial what we're trying to do at the moment, but some good technology around with Zoom and some of those sort of programs. So, I had a meeting with our leaders and our emerging leaders group today. It was good to see them. So we're trying to find ways to make our weeks as normal as we possibly can without actually playing games.
Fakes, thank you so much. We could chat to you all night, but we do have to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care and stay safe. Look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks for having me on. It was nice to hear some familiar voices.
Good stuff.